It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members.
KJ,
yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. He's from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team. You know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike,
and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. You know who I be, you know what this is, man. I'm your co-host, I'm Mike Wakadiri, and to my left we've got...
Kazeem Jamal, a.k.a. Thomas Skengley, a.k.a. leader of the Peaky Bumbleclucks, a.k.a. I'm a big man and I'm now 30, yeah, a.k.a. maturity gang, a.k.a. grown and sexy.
Grown and sexy, sexy.
Grease!
Mode. And to the left,
Hey, ask for the bill payer's permission. Ah, it's me, Darren Griffiths.
And this is going to be ask for the bill payer's permission, you know.
Ah, it's me.
It's me, D double E E. How we doing, chaps?
Good. I'm good, man. All right, do what? I'm
good. I haven't been home. That's why I'm in the same clothes.
I'm on the Kazeem flex. I want to start some smoke with some commenters.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's
after
hear it.
You do that, can I hold some smoke for some people as well, bro?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're holding.
So someone on a TikTok video, it's the one where Kazeem talked about he realized what the pub's for. And this guy.
Why did you respond? Anyway, I'll let you.
Why did I respond as myself?
Yeah. Why did you even engage?
I didn't engage.
With what, the person?
What as?
I didn't see it.
As what? As
no. As, I didn't like you. Just,
as anyway, the page or as me?
No, as you.
You just engaged as the page.
Yeah, I know.
So what? So why are you cussing me then?
No, because I was like he was chatting BS.
And you was engaged with him.
And then I left him. I shut him down.
Because you get the I killed him with kindness.
You'd be very
I love doing that to haters on my shit now.
I killed him with kindness.
They're always like, this guy is whack, man. I've heard this joke from bare other comedians. Like, you're not original. Everyone's got a joke on this topic. I just send him back, kiss faces.
That's me.
Bare kiss faces. I'm like, oh, babe.
So he's basically... Because he's like, you got limited time with your kids. And you want to spend it going to the pub, like it's typical podcast with waste man, was it low standard black dad?
It was horrible racism.
Like, so another racist, shut up. But the guy's like, oh, I'm not actually racist, I'm a responsible black man who has 50 custody with his kids and I don't want to waste my time smoking or drinking. And then I went, well, here's the thing, all guys on the pod are with their kids 100% of the time. So your time at the pub is where you don't have your kids, but yeah, you got 50-50 custody, so like, well done you. And that's what I said. So what? I don't think that's...
No!
I think that's...
You got 50-50 custody, so...
Shut up, innit?
You fucked up somewhere.
Yeah, I was like we just happen to live with our kids, hence why we... I talk about the time away from them. Your time away from them is Wednesday to Saturday. I don't know what the arrangement is. So
three and a half days. Yeah. How do you split the half?
You know what I mean?
How does it work?
You go to the pub whenever your kids ain't there.
Are we taking in commuting time as well? Because
I just make no, because it, that kind of vim that guy come with, it's just like he's just seeing the world through his perspective.
100%.
Yeah. So when you've got your kids from Friday to Monday, what, you will try to go to the pub? It's like, no, that's not what we're saying.
And yeah, because the pub ain't the pub to him.
Yeah, and the thing is, in the clip, he didn't say he went to the pub. He's just, I now understand it.
Yeah,
100%. I'm now in the pub. I'm now with Dave and Nigel in the pub. Yeah,
since my son has been born, other than like going to a Wetherspoons, I'm on a way gigging, working, I don't think I've touched a pub
It's just not
I just
happening.
Said I understood the mechanics of those guys going, are going for a quick one after work.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what I'm saying?
No, exactly. It's just, yeah, so shout out you though, isn't it? Well done.
Yeah, did it do it, kid?
Stepping up from that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what they, you, I was like, just what? Stop talking. No, like, and then, like, my attitude to him was just shut up. You were like, no, I'm going to go and engage him. And I was like, wait, David, bloody self-hating.
I like when Mike drops like a screenshot and in those scenarios, someone said something against me and then I've gone back and been just like, gay. And Mike's like, the fuck are you doing, man? This could have been a listener.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can't go bazooka like everyone. You can't bring the bazooka out every time.
Episode 1 to 10, I think it is, somewhere in there. Yeah. I said,
yeah.
I'm a suicide bomber. Yeah, I'm gonna run in and blow the whole shit up. Did you say my name? I'm fucking it all up. And now, just to give it even a bit more context. I say it in the intro song, yeah? I said I might fuck this all up. I might do it. My smoke is on a similar vibe to yours, yeah? Because we posted the pub clip on Insta and I'm just seeing bare comments in there and they're like, people are acting as if like I didn't know what a pub actually was.
Mm. Oh, is that what they say?
Yeah. People are like, it took him 30 years to figure out what a pub was.
Yeah.
No, I know what a pub is. Yeah. Let me look in the camera. I know what a pub is. I'm not stupid. Yeah. I just realized the different use for the pub other than to socialize. Like we spoke in the last episode, it's a place of escapism for some people. Yeah. So log off of Instagram and don't at me ever again.
There you go. But any new listeners, welcome. We want your comments. We want your comments.
We engage. We love what you do. We're very friendly, very open. Yeah. We encourage comments.
You know what? The fact is this, though. The listeners of the pod don't comment dumb shit because they only listen to the pod. If people just see the clips and just go, these guys are dickheads. It's like, well, you're a dickhead.
And also, I'm about to start some comedy beef. Podcast beef, sorry.
Oh, nice.
I'd start some podcast beef, yeah?
Who with?
Yeah, Dope Black Dads. I see you.
Wow.
You aiming high with that bazooka. Yeah. You good?
Dope Black Dads, yeah? Big ups to you, man, first and foremost. You got to lower your enemy into a full sense of security.
Yeah.
Like what you, man, are doing still.
It's looking nice. It's looking nice.
I see you, man, eating good over there, yeah? One of your Donnies was on Good Morning Britain this morning, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They had a debate.
About what?
Yeah. About whether kids 4-year-old
should have Instagram.
Instagram, yeah.
Should have Instagram.
Well, it's got a few weeks ago now when this comes out.
Yeah, a few weeks ago now. But listen, you lost.
You think you lost?
You lost the debate.
What was he saying? That they should.
Do you know why he lost?
I didn't watch it before. I saw a clip.
You know why he lost?
Talking about the clip.
What was the question?
He was so, against the 4-year-old having.
Yeah, he was against
Instagram,
which I agree with that stance. But then
that he was battling
someone. The debate. I'll see if someone lost the debate.
I feel like he lost the debate on one. I feel like when you debate, it's like watching boxing.
Yeah.
There's very or MMA maybe. Yeah. There's significant strikes. There's takedowns. Mm. Right, there's ring control.
And there's illegal strikes. When you start just cussing the person.
So he was speaking, and the woman kept interrupting him bare times. Now, when it was her time to speak,
he didn't
very polite, but he didn't send a shot back. He didn't
because he was probably thinking about the connotation of how it would look, isn't it?
That's what I thought.
Was she
a
white woman?
She looked. She wasn't white. She was white other.
She was off white.
Rest in peace, Virgil. Right. Mm. And she had weird teeth. Anyway.
Golly.
Nah, come on. I'll say,
so why are you taking shots for him?
I'll just say, because look, someone's got to win. I'll just say what I said to my cousin one time, right? Her teeth.
Whoa, are you still talking about teeth?
must have been where Jagged Edge got their name from, right? Okay. Right. See? Look.
But you think you can say that on morning TV?
You can, it's live. What are you going to do?
Not get invited back on.
All right, but go down in history.
That's a proper Tyson ear bite because that's nothing to do with the debate.
Yeah, I'm talking about 4-year-olds on Instagram. You're like, look at your teeth.
Look at your teeth, though.
You will get chucked out of the studio, you know? What kind of stuff is this? 7 a.m. you're telling someone, look at your teeth.
And also, one, when he came on the screen and it said, dope black dads, I went like this. Ops.
Big man, but you're not 30. Look at this.
No, big man, but I'm now 30. I'm big man, but now
shooting
I'm
30. At the TV. That's
that reminds me of that Mo Gilligan thing. Comedian Mo Gilligan shoots at the British public, also friends with rapper Stormzy and Raheem Sterling. And then there's just a picture of Saka for no reason. But yeah, big man, I don't know your name. Sorry.
Marvin Harrison.
I guess it's Delroy or something.
Oh, damn.
What? But he lost the debate.
In my eyes, because he kept getting interrupted. Yeah. She was interrupting him, right? And he even when he said, you keep interrupting me, even that was drowned out. Like, yeah. There was no... And I get you look like the angry black man, but you got Alex... Whether man Alex just in the wings. No,
that's where you got to point out those things. Wings. Like, that's people got you can't do that. That's where you're on TV. You just say it as it is, because at the risk of coming across as the angry black man, you need to stop interrupting me.
Let me put it this way. Debate.
And then people's like, oh wait, he's mentioned race. Now we're all on edge.
All on edge.
Mm. And it's like, okay, now I'm gonna say
I'll put it this way.
Or you make the pivot and you get like the red pill community on the side going, wow, woman over talking a man. Just look at that cap. Shout out Andrew Tate.
Oh,
just let me start getting the red, and they'll be in the comments just like, "Yeah, man, you're an alpha." Woo!
You have more supportive comments than the race angle. To be fair,
yeah,
you have to go the if you're debating.
I'd be
as critical. Like you're debating a woman, a white woman. So you got race and you got sex to them. Are you going to use the power of sort of misogyny, so to speak, to win? Or you're gonna use the whole race thing. People gonna be like,
"Think there's more men in the country than black people." So I'm going gender.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just in your earpiece like this. Just mention the teeth. Pivot. Mention the teeth. Pivot. But let's just put it this way: there's a comedian that's very outspoken, very powerful. You know what I'm saying? Right. Good, very good things. That is also expecting. Yeah. That wouldn't have happened to him.
I see.
Would not have happened to him.
But he's more, I guess, how comfortable you are with conflict. I know it's debate, so it's conflict anyway, but more direct. When you're interrupting or don't do that to me, that's where the conflict comes. Some people, clearly this guy, from what I've seen, he's very conflict averse, or he probably wants to go the whole, I'm going to be polite about it.
You lost.
Because, you know.
Because if you're a host of a podcast with guests, I guess if you don't have confrontation on the podcast, you're not trained. Your muscles not trained. Or if you are, if you're good at, you're trying just to get them to keep on talking about their point of view.
Yeah.
And then smash it down at the end or whatever. But
he had a couple of good points, but I just felt like...
He's conscious of the... or how he'll be perceived. Yeah. Especially if you want to be a arena,
when you got 3 minutes...
I'm coming to get my point across. Yeah. You're not interrupting me.
Yeah,
that's different.
Or if you do interrupt me... The interruption's coming straight back down on your channel, bro.
So what do you do? You're going to tap, you're going to roll your eyes, you're going to be like, no, that's not true. I didn't say that, actually. You're just made it up. Or...
I don't care what it is. Like, just start talking about something.
Frosties are the best cereal in the world.
Well,
that's not very good
because I was going to interrupt about cornflakes, actually. So try another one. I actually had in my head I was going to randomly start talking about cornflakes.
All right, I think the best soft drink is Fanta.
Wheelchairs are not real chairs.
Fanta fruit twists are the best drinks in the world.
How can it be a chair if it's mobile? Chairs are stationary. Stop interrupting me.
You can't even rebuttal it because you're so off topic. It's unreal. Yeah,
that's that Darren Brown thing. It's just like...
Winner.
Make him talk about something else.
Winner.
But people are going to be like, he's a man.
Did she have kids?
I won. Yeah, and she went down the route of saying like, oh,
she's making money off them, I think.
Yeah, like, and it's so allowed.
Child labour, cool. So you got to get those one liners out. Oh, child labour, cool.
Well, he jumped back and was like,
you putting that money aside for the kids?
He jumped back and was like,
he's just exploiting them. Okay, what's he saying?
He jumped back and was like, that's not what we're here to talk about, because she kept saying, oh, it's allowed me to like leave my role a little bit as a film producer, TV producer.
So your kids are making money, so you don't have to work. Okay, so you're not parenting. Yeah. They're
but he kept going
you.
On the safeguarding.
Well,
because that's not what we was talking about. We were talking about safeguarding.
Yeah.
Which I agree with.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it's not punchy.
She beat him.
See, yeah, I would have smashed her. I would have said, so you're willing to have your kids out there because they're making you money, forget their safeguarding. Cool. Well,
but then would you go on if GMB called you?
I'd love to.
A good debate.
I'd love to go on one of those things. Yeah.
Just have a good morning.
I'll be so vexed though if they bring me on with someone who I slightly agree with.
The researcher would like the whole point is that you're strongly for or against.
Yeah, that's probably. I don't really have many opinions where I'm proper strong shout over someone else on TV opinions.
Do you know where they beef? Do you know where they actually I've seen beef?
What's that?
Yeah, was Sunday Morning Live.
Yeah.
So there's two.
Yeah,
two sofas.
Yeah, because I think
if you're on one sofa, it's like chill
I think
vibes.
It was your episode. I think it's your episode. I ended up just watching what was next, and there was like four people with all different opinions. Mm-hmm. So I can't remember what it was.
So there's
it was respectable, but it was
there's weird. A sofa and there's a chairs to the left where I go,
yeah,
and that's just like good vibes. We're gonna talk about these topics.
Yeah.
Then there's this bit to the right, and the girl that I did it with the second time, she was like, "Have you done this before?" And I was like. And she wasn't with me.
Yeah.
But I originally thought she was.
Right.
And she was like, "Oh no, I've got to like debate someone." And I went, "Oh, you're on the other sofa."
Ah, yeah.
And she was like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "That's where it goes down." That's where it goes. That when they tell you right now, two minutes per story.
Yeah.
It's like that goes in them lot's ear and out the other.
Yeah.
Because they are there beefing until the because like, listen. Time is up.
Time is up. The person's still trying to say their words and they have to cut their mic.
You see that? They got that.
Time is up. Yeah, but I'll just say one more thing before we go.
It's like that video of Kate Smurfway and that, I can't remember that guy's name, but he gets in the punch just before the bell, right? Because they're going back and forth about, comedy related offense, men and women, and then they go, right, last words, and then she says, so I've got last words to you, and he goes, well, as the saying goes, it's like sticks and stones may break my bones, but you'll always offend a feminist. And then there's like, and then they go, okay, that she's up, and Kate's like, well, no, hold on, no, you can't just end with that. Sorry, that is actually the end of the segment, and he's literally just there, just
smug.
There's his eyebrows just off the screen. Just
that's when you want it to freeze and go black and white, glasses flying.
I think people, have added that, like that one. Yeah, they've done that one, and she's just there, like mic's cut off now. You can just see it, just right, like no. My man just got that. But
you gotta have your exit. You gotta have your exit line, man. Yeah. You gotta have your exit. Your entry line. You gotta have the first line you gotta say when you go in. You gotta have your exit line, and you just gotta make sure that you could do the rope or dope, and you can weave and anything they say. You got smart retort.
I remember when I did it the second time, and they were talking about this ring that is green, and it tells people that you're single and you can approach me.
Mm.
And there was this woman hit on it with me, and she was like, "Oh yeah, you know, like really good thing." And then, his name's gone now. He does football punditry as well. Adrian Childs.
Yeah.
Me and him were like, "Nah, if you got one of these, you're desperate."
So that could be like a treffle up party.
And then
your
she
ring.
Was like, "Oh." Yeah, we were like, he was taking it off going, look at 20 quid for that. He goes, Kazim, come on, like, would you? And then I was just reeling off jokes. Pow. You won't like this one, but I was like, yeah, like, this could make, like, people come up to you that are real wrongers, you know, like Tottenham fans, you know. And we were just going, boom, like, so much so, when it finished, he walked off stage with me and started talking to me about football. we bonded.
Match of the Day 2 was his thing.
Yeah, man.
Back in the day.
So we get to a listener's question?
Yeah, man.
Yes. Thank you, listener, for sending this one
this
in.
This wild.
This one is... you know, I don't know, I have to check, are they Australian?
Hello, mate.
Oh, my, good day, man.
All right, man, yeah, this listener's question is crazy. Thank you for sending this in.
Australian accent.
Huh?
Good day, mate. I don't know what they talk about. Australians, actually. Is that...
What was that?
Puff. I have no idea what it was. It started Australia and then it Cracker mate, and then I don't know where it went.
So what was it? Do that one again.
Cracker mate. Probably starts off in Perth, did it end up in that?
Nah, Abuja. I don't know where that is. It's not from that region. It's not from that.
So the question is, this lady's upset, man. Her husband's doing her dirty, man.
It's always the women writing in fucking hell.
But with joking, good reason here.
Joking.
With good reason one? Here. Because the husband keeps calling his wife a see you next Tuesday.
Well, stop acting like one then. Joking. Whoa.
But apparently, and the worst thing is, front of their 6-month-old child.
Oh, they don't know words.
And apparently, it's always justified. And the reasons to justify have always been getting more and more unpredictable. In the meaning, it was like if I had a tone with him. Or was generally being rude to me, but yesterday it was because I told him that most dads split more childcare responsibilities with their wife, while he claimed that he does more than 99% of dads. I should have left him a long time ago and didn't, and to be fair... and to be fair, I introduced a lot of toxic behaviours into the relationship early on due to the trauma I had from my ex. I regret it a lot, but it does seem too late to change anything now, and the relationship is beyond repair.
Ah... Oh.
But this is not about self-respect anymore, more about my son not being raised in a home where calling a wife or mother is a see you next Tuesday is acceptable. It breaks my heart that I'm raising him with a man.
It's true, because he ain't going to turn this off when the kid's now one. That's continuing.
This has been the best one ever.
Essentially, this lady's broken. And she wants us to try and put her... Are you just laughing at this lady?
I'm laughing at Kazim.
You guys are laughing.
I'm laughing at Kazim. I'm not laughing at this lady.
She's help.
That's the best one.
The best thing you're laughing at.
That's the best one ever.
Her husband's calling her. No, even a husband. 6-year-old child. You're so sadistic. It's unreal.
It's just wrecked. Yeah, she could be doing anything.
Isn't it? It's going more unpredictable.
More unpredictable.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, you.
Yeah, it could have Tourette's. Like, this could be. Could be Pete from Big Brother.
So you finished the juice, you can't.
Finished packing juice, you can't. Can I say something, though? When I played rugby, I played with a lot of Aussies and Kiwis and Samoans.
It's there.
C word is there, like.
Same as today, mate.
Same as Essex.
Bruv, this guy got in the car. I used to pick him up, probably by Bo.
Yeah.
And we used to drive to Hemel Hempstead. Every time he got in the car, to me and this other rugby player, every time he got in the car, every time, he got in and was like, what's happening, Cants? Every time. Every time.
Yeah, I've seen... Yeah. Do you remember, he was a comic here for a while, Australian guy, Arnold, leave him a bitch or whatever.
That is not his
leave
name.
My bitch.
That is not his name. I know who you're talking about. That is not
Arnie Pie.
I'm gonna find his name.
I'm gonna find his name.
So people know.
Australian.
But he was don't make me do it.
He was Australian. I'm gonna look at your face.
Don't make me do it.
Don't do anything.
He was also Asian, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, ethnicity, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Because you must maybe do a bad thing.
No, I don't need to do anything bad. I'm just saying he's an Australian guy. You coming. Good day, yeah. See you next Tuesday.
You sat me, can't.
That was it.
I'm trying to find his name.
Or I can't.
No, I remember a lot. He's opening a joke. He's like, I'm Australian. Yeah, we look like this now. And everyone's like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Are we allowed to laugh?
Yeah, they literally didn't know what to do. Like, is he serious? Is he joking? Is he serious? Like, fuck, it's a comic. Hey, when audiences don't understand.
Oh, this is a good listener's question, though, man.
Yeah.
She's at odds, man. She's at odds.
The best part of it was, I should have left him a long time ago.
Yeah, when you're in that situation where you're like, fuck this relationship, fuck this guy, fuck everything, but I'm here now.
Yeah, Brenda, you can still leave.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what. Yeah. It's never too late to leave a relationship.
Never too late.
No, it's like, yeah, you can't be stuck in that.
Imagine where someone's calling you, hey, C-U-N-T in your house more than once in a day.
But you don't know when it's coming either.
Yeah. What if house guests are there?
Oh, Imagine. Can you imagine embarrassment?
Bruv, if anybody dropped a C-bomb to me, fam, in front of people.
Bruv, I'm not thinking about me being... I'm thinking about how awkward it is for me to witness that.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine you're going around someone's house for a dinner party, kids are in bed now, and you're someone having a lovely time, a bit of wine, two couples, and then
yeah.
The other one just calls their missus to come.
No
banter.
How do you guys react to that? Like you've just witnessed.
I can't lie, man. I'm
you're at a dinner party.
I can't lie.
It's your wife's friend.
I am toxic.
It's not your friend. It's your wife's friend. Fuck. Your partner's friend.
I love seeing other couples argue.
Does it give you just make it. You feel a bit warm in here?
Because it just lowers the expectations for me. I know. When I see something as wild as that, I was like, there's nothing I can do today that's going to piss off Nairobi like that. That's
At this dinner party, the starters have just been
in
served.
In my mind, so I'm starters. Like, the drive home for us is going to be real life because we're going to just be chatting like, oh my God, did you
bro, I'm going to start sending texts at the table.
Yeah.
Are you seeing this?
She might get the Henri Carragher hand on the knee just like, she might get that. The old three character had the
trying to do on respin
that little lip thing. That's what I get.
Brother, there's times, yeah, it's a bit out of context, but there's times when me and my mum are out,
yeah,
and we're so in sync,
yeah,
that if something happens and it's kind of like we don't even do that no more, yeah, one of us walk off. Because if we lock eyes,
it's
game over. We're in tears. In tears, man.
No, I
would just look at my girl like...
I've got a few people like that where it's just, I don't have to look at them.
You already know.
Just whatever it is, it could either be seeing someone attractive, it could be something mad, whatever. It's the thing of, I know you saw what I saw. It's a yeah.
My mum would be like, why are you laughing? You'd be like... Come on.
Like we don't have to talk about it. Is that you know? I know you saw what I saw, so that's fine. Let's just carry on. So if I was witness to that, barring like any kind of prospect of violence, it's just this person's just called their missus.
It happens once, and you do that. What about? And they're not arguing. It's not like she's like you're a fucking piece of shit. He's just
calling it. Is she getting a bit teary eyed? Is she doing that?
The first one, she just takes it like a shot of whiskey, and she just
bounces. It's just bare normal for her.
Yeah, bare normal. And then the second time, by the third time, you can see that we've got guests. We've got guests here.
Yeah, she's just like, I'm gonna just check the food in the oven.
How many drinks have I had?
You had to start. You just start sipping your beer or whatever you got.
Oh,
it's the starters have just been the appetizer, so it's not like near the end where dessert.
Because the more and more alcohol I take in, the more and more loose I'm going to get on my dialogue. So I'm going to be like, Mike, what's with the cunt stuff, man?
And then now he's got a chance. Now the dude has got a chance to either apologize or double down. So let's say doubles down. Well, you've seen her. She's a C-U-N-C.
Then, boy, if it's me and my girl and we're out, I'm calling an audible. I'm doing an in-game play. And I've done this multiple times on dates. I'm gonna flick my phone up, send my mum a text that says SOS. She's gonna call me and tell me she's locked out. See ya. See ya.
Your mum pattern with that?
Yeah. See ya.
We're leaving.
I'm out of here.
I hear that.
That's sick that you got SOS to your miss.
These cunts are leaving.
So, lovely having dinner. See you, Trace. Stay safe.
Yeah. We gotta go.
That's crazy.
But that's kind of like, do you guys watch The American Office?
No.
There's one of the best scenes in The American Office, is when Michael, the boss, and his toxic girlfriend have a dinner party. I'm sure you've seen clips of it online. Yeah. And instead of the C-bomb, the word is babe. And they keep going like, she's like, oh, well, Michael's so stupid that he thought that the glass patio door was open, walk straight into it, and then she's like, isn't that right, babe? Like that, right? So it's clear that they're using this word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it turns into like one of the colleagues is like, wow, I just got a text from my landlord. My apartment's flooded. I gotta go. But then he goes to his wife, you should stay here and you'll be okay. I don't want you to miss out. So he's trying to bounce out of there. Yeah. People turn up that weren't invited. The police come at the end. It's one of the best scenes, man. It's just these four walls and pandemonium just explodes.
I love that. But calling your missus, it's her calling in, being called that in front of your kid. It's just leave, isn't it? That's it. That's the simple thing. If you already thought I should have left him a long time ago.
Yeah.
Then why stay?
Because, rightly has to demonstrate that regardless, obviously she's got the child with him now and they're going to have to co-parent regardless, whether they're together or not. You got to put yourself in a situation where you can flourish mentally, physically, spiritually, socially. And you're not going to be able to do that if you're staying with him. And you also, as a byproduct, you need to demonstrate to your son that this isn't a healthy, or child, I don't know if it's son or daughter, healthy relationship for, this isn't how relationships should be. If they get that image that this is what relationship is, then they're going to take that and internalize that and may have relationships like that in the future. So you've got to be the one to show them.
Does she say why he does it?
She said that it just gets
more unpredictable. More, so it started with bad tone. It started with like, I had the wrong tone with him. Now it's like,
the fuck is he? The IRA, bro. It's getting more and more unpredictable. Unpredictable.
You have two voicemails. Hey, you can't.
When we're like, what were the triggers where you could predict the C-bomb was coming and now it's getting more and more?
It was a heated argument, he's lost his temper, he's called me it. Now it's just first thing in the morning.
He's had
8 hours sleep uninterrupted and he's just wake up fresh, whistling in the bathroom, and he comes out like, oh, you moved my coffee. That's it.
This man is unhinged. She needs to get away from him.
Yeah.
He's absolutely unhinged.
What she's going to have to accept, though, is when they're separate and they end up co-parenting, that kid's had isolated time with this man and he's going to be letting off the C-bombs about you. Just relentless.
That's going to have to be supervision.
But long-term... Supervision. Long-term, if she just maintains talking neutrally about the dad, the kid will get to a certain age where it's like, I don't really rate how you're talking about my mom.
You want the child to say it, not to be influenced.
Yeah. Or he's gonna come home one day and be like, you know what, dude? You were right for me.
Yeah, when she goes, turn off your PlayStation, it's like, Valve can.
Is there any like bantery nicknames your partners hate? Because I give mine loads and she hates
nicknames
every single one of them.
No, it's more it's acts. She hates me doing voices, accents. Sorry.
What, like of her or
no, just any. She does like me not talking in my talking voice.
That's so interesting.
I've never heard you not talking in your talking voice.
Cannot stand it. So yeah.
What's a common one you do that ticks her off?
Birmingham.
Let's hear your Birmingham accent.
Because the funny thing is, she said all the accents she likes. She likes London. At Birmingham, just but like road bad Birmingham. So I sounds like we're like missed and stuff.
Yeah.
So then, when she's like doing something, I go, move out my way, dickhead. Like, get out of the way. No, listen. Like, she'll ask you that normal question. Like, so where you go, she's like, don't ask me questions. Yeah. You don't know me like that, blood. You don't know me. And she's just like, shut up. I was like, you don't do them things around here. Yeah. Let Zadie tell your mom. Short talk, blood.
That's pretty good. Yeah,
I lived there 3 years, isn't it? So it's just like, so I'll be doing that. Not, so she's like, oh, just talking your double voice. Or if I sing songs to.
That's it. Yeah, I'm very impressed. You don't do accents on stage, do you?
Not really. Nah, not too much.
Added to your repertoire, man. I was very impressed. Cause like,
What about you?
What does she?
Yeah, nicknames or.
I've got a few nicknames, but like.
But does she hate them? Is there any she hates that you just go, I'm going to say this one all the time.
Not viscerally. Like, no. There's like, well, I'm just trying to think, what do I do that, like, ticks her off? Like, for example, she's scared of, like, insects and flies the other day. And she will complain that when, like, she'll be like, oh, she'll call me in the room. Oh, there's a fly here, spider, can you kill it? I'll kill it. Sometimes I sort of, she expect me to come in all alpha, and then just, kill it one time. Maybe I'll slap it on the get tissue slap. I miss. Then it flies. She's like, kill it. I told you to kill it. Why did I fly? Then I kill it. And then she's like, oh, you do it like you do it like a girl or whatever.
Hey, I get this shit.
You kill a fly like a girl.
Why are you scared of the spider? Why am I scared of the spider? You're the one who's in the corner. Like,
hiding
around. I captured him.
Yeah.
I captured him and then look at them.
Oh, no, she hates, like, even if it's dead and it's in the tissue, and I walk towards her, she's gone.
Oh,
she's
I do that to my stepdad. I'm like, ugh. Nah.
She's that off. So then I said, you're on a ban for 7 days. I'm not kidding. Any flash. You're on a ban. And he don't call me. So yesterday, or the day before, I should say, she tried to call me for one. I said, remember when you were talking the hardest? Go kill it. Don't come to me for 7 days. Da-da-da. No, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm really sorry.
7 days.
Shut up. 7 days. You kill it. Don't call me. You think you're bad. You're talking rubbish to me.
Nah, I've had loads, man. I've had that where it's just like, I've gone for the spider.
Yeah.
And you just see it just drop into the carpet. Our carpet is great. Mm. So now that spider can't be seen. And she's like, you fucking idiot. What? So now the spider's just in the room. I was like, What? Just kill it. It's not killing it.
Wait, is she like, you better find it and kill it?
She listens. I've sometimes lied.
Woo!
Spider's dropped, and I've just gone, yeah, I got it. Definitely got it.
You're better than me. And then it's dropped, I go, yeah, it's dead.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I got it.
Really? She will wait and be like, I want to see you kill it.
I need to see the body.
She'll confirm.
Yeah.
Bruv, if you don't make this a sketch, fam.
What? Yeah? The ball.
Nah?
What?
No, just being like, so you've killed the spider. She don't believe that you killed the spider. So you found the body of the spider and you're both in scrubs and you're like, time of death.
Got the stethoscope on the spider. It's got four legs. Like, it is smashed up and broken.
You're talking to the spider family. You're like, so we did everything we could.
Hey, that's 10 out of 10.
That is awesome.
That's 10 out of 10.
Yeah, no.
That is 10 out of 10.
My missus hates when I make dumb. Okay. she hates I come up with dumb names for her. So, you will see this. So, I call her Gingivitis. And she hates it. And have you seen the video of the guy that is stoned out of his head and he's like filming himself and then the advert says something about gingivitis and then he's like gingivitis and he's buzzing. I say to her like that, yeah, she's like, stop fucking calling me that, right? And recently it's been like anything I say to her like on a road dialect,
yeah.
So she'll be doing stuff. She'll be like, do you want a cup of tea? And I'll be like, hey, my G, I'd love that, my G. Yeah. And then, or I'll go like, trying to go like Southern America and then be like, what are you doing over there making tea, my boy? She's like, stop talking to me like that.
I'm
like,
he's the accent. So he's
I'm like, why, my boy?
Proper. Like she's had a go at me. I was like, what? And I had to go stupid. The S is like, what? Is it what? Is it what? Just a lot. And then it gets more or less like, intelligible. It's like, what?
Do your wives bite though? Do they bite?
Yeah.
I'm just going to, like, if you don't bite, I stop doing it.
Give me nothing.
Yeah.
And the real base love is I won't be doing it to her. I was doing it today. I was putting Savvy to bed and he was crying and I was just singing over his crying.
Mm.
But I'm not singing any lullaby, but I'm just singing about what's happening.
Yeah.
And she's like, how about you sing him a nice song to soothe him?
Hot damn. The husband came out.
I was like, what? I'm trying my hardest to parent. Leave me alone.
It's not easy balance. Do you think it's? I think this is something. So basically, to this lady, so we actually come to some form of closure. We're saying she has to dust out.
Look, I'm saying this right. Look, we got to take the facts in. Okay.
Mm.
This man has progressively, like more and more, called you the C word.
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe you are one.
Hey man, on this podcast,
look,
we try to be balanced, but sometimes
if someone kept calling me a bad driver, at some point, I've got to then internally assess my driving skills.
And then if you conclude you're not a bad driver, then you stop giving that person a lift, did it?
Yeah, then don't get in my car.
So I guess that's simple. What it is.
So you need to weigh up that, or yeah, maybe just accept that you might be one.
Damn. But who wants a reminder of what
and
they
if
are?
If you're Australian, then you probably are.
I'm hoping what? They're Australian.
Joking.
If not, then it's a problem. I think it's a problem. I think
yeah, it's true. If they're not Australian, like Americans don't use it often. Nah, so if you're if
they use
American,
it, they don't use it in a term of endearment.
No. Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the that's they really do revere it as the ultimate swear word. Whereas here, depending what part of the UK you're from, it might just be everyday word.
Mm. Absolutely.
No. What's roses?
Do you guys? What did you just say?
I was going to about topic.
I was gonna. Do you know what?
Which one?
I think the balance. We kind of alluded to it in the last episode, but it's a balance of, you know, being a man, a father, and a partner.
Yeah, that's we're in sick. That's what I was going for.
And I think obviously all of us wear many hats. We're yeah. parents. We're sons. We're brothers, uncles, whatever you want to call it. We got those. Hats, then criminals. Criminals, you've got to keep a criminal record, it's busy. You got your partner, you know, you got to make sure you keep your relationship going and alive and whatnot because you were in a relationship before you became a parent. And also, you've got your job role as well.
Mm.
And even aside from that, your friend, you got social circles that you're a part of.
Mm.
How do you guys... If there is any balance, how do you guys find the balance between all of those facets? Yeah. What gives, if anything gives?
Yeah.
And what do you regret giving?
Yeah. My thing is, how do you rank yourself as well? Like, which one do you think you're better at?
My friends and family take the hit.
Your friends and family?
Yeah. I'm a bad friend.
You don't keep
trying to write. I'm trying to write a bit about it.
Yeah.
Be like, I'm a bad friend. I miss birthdays, significant events. I don't check in, but I am the friend that if you need me, like really need me, all you have to do is call.
Right.
I probably won't answer, but call anyway.
Cool. And let's say like, you know what, I'm going to go on stage at Glee Birmingham.
No, and it's be like, if you call anyway, I just want you to know that I'm going to watch it ring out.
Because I'm a good friend. Right? Call me at the time.
Yeah, because... Yeah, that's
there's never a time I won't ignore.
That's who I am. Like,
yeah, not a towel.
Yeah, I don't know why you're friends with me, because I'm not gonna answer you.
Yeah.
Like, you have to hound me to get a response.
But do you think that's just a consequence of obviously alluding to the previous episode, but chasing the dream, where something's got to give, and you can't be out there every weekend with friends because you got to be gigging.
Got to be gigging. Got to be doing dad life. Got to be. Working, all that. Yeah, man. I'm trying to do better, but...
You want to do better? Because sometimes we can say we're trying, but do you want to?
Yeah.
Do you feel that your friends understand or they hold it against you?
I think they understand who I am. My family don't.
Right.
I don't think they do. I don't think they
understand. Well, they see you as more selfish.
I just think they think I'm rude.
Mm.
It's like attention. Immediate family or... Like
all of it.
Yeah.
The only person that seems to get it is my mum, and she just approaches it like with ignorance. She'll just double, triple, quadruple text and be like, "I'm chatting to you, bro. Answer me."
Yeah.
Like, or she'll call and be like, "Hello. Do you want to answer me or what?" That's the only person.
Do you get to see her often enough?
With my mum.
Yeah.
Yeah, near enough every day.
There you go.
That's my pub.
That's your pub.
That's your pub. Bomb blast.
I hear that.
What about you, Darren?
Because if I think, if I was like rank them, I think I'm a good man. Yeah. The way I define that as like, well, good job.
Yeah.
Take care of my family. Stuff like if Naomi used to say to her friend she's leaving me, they'll be like, "What? Why? Darren's a good guy." That's what'd be said. So I think good man. Then I think I'm a better partner than I am a dad.
Interesting.
I think I'm a good partner, I think I'm a good husband. And then dad is like...
How often do you get to do husbandy... When you say husbandy stuff, are you talking about date nights? You're talking about more just stuff around the house?
That stuff around like the house. Like being a good house husband rather than... Life's just taken care of, like, from I think as a wife, my Naomi doesn't have to really think too much about things. I think I'll just take care of that. But as a mum, I think she feels flipping overwhelmed at times.
What's the distinction? What's the distinction? I was like, what's the distinction?
What's the distinction? I think
everything about
you should adapt that up.
Everything about the relationship and how, so yeah, so I'll think about her. Like, I'll think, oh, it's crazy. How do I define it? Oh, like, oh, all right, here's the thing. I've done this before. Well, I've come home, I've gone shopping, I've picked up something. I've gone, look, I know you're busy with the kids, so here's something you can have for lunch tomorrow. You don't have to think about it when I'm at work. So you don't think about it. She goes, oh, nice one. What did you get the kids to eat? I thought you were going to deal with that. I got you food for you so you could free up mental space to think about what the kids are going to... And that's just, so like now I'm like, all right, I'm going to get her lunch. What does Zadie have? And I'm like, he's got pouches at the moment, so he's not really... See what I mean? Like, now I'm trying to be like, I need to think about the kids as well. Like, you know what I mean? That kind of thing of... Like, the other day, I sat there, got to about 6 o'clock. It crossed my mind. It's like, oh shit, it's dinner time. The kids need to eat now. And there was food like in the fridge just need to be heated up.
Yeah.
But then something just distracted me and I just started doing something else. I think I was actually doing stuff around the house. Again, so I was like, I need to get this thing, do that. And then she's like, oh, I thought maybe you would sort the dinner, like you're here. I was like, let me go sort dinner. But in my mind, it's my brain's... I'm not sure if it's like the examples I've seen or things I've heard, but it's like the man takes care of the woman and the woman takes care of the kids.
And so you think you fall into that
mold? I think I fall into that sometimes. And so I fall short as a father and just forget shit or don't even consider shit.
Yeah.
That just like, doesn't cross my mind to think about that. Interesting. Whereas I don't think she would complain about me as a husband and stuff,
like in terms of your relationship.
Our relationship, I think, our relationship's like good and fine, but it's like, I was a dad, so you probably just think about this and do a bit more here and do a bit more there.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah.
If I was to consider myself,
you've got to be that. Dad's got to be number one, isn't it? If
you're because I'm always with him. Like, I'm taking him to swimming. Obviously taking him to swimming or like obviously feeding times and whatnot and having to like, you know, make sure it's not, you can't just be lazy giving the bottles. Like, no, he's eating now, so you've got to give him some muesli or give him some like proper food, or we've got the little sort of little, what's it, ready meals you can give to kids and stuff like that. So it's like, all right, so that stuff. And then it's like, I feel like I take care of the stuff around the house we got to do this, you got to do that, and then putting stuff on me to sort out. In terms of like being actual partners, that's where I try to be like, all right, cool, the Tuesday thing, like Tuesday we're gonna go on,
I didn't know you.
I just try to, man, because I think sometimes you get caught up in being parents, you forget that you actually need to date and you actually need to spend time. There's a reason why you guys got together, you enjoyed your time before,
because you said you went on a date quite recently with this, and you have those moments. It's like, oh,
I liked her.
We're having fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
There was something that brought you guys to that. You were like,
you're not
like,
just sat slumped on the bed, both just knackered from your mad days. It's just like, you all right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's something?
There's something.
See ya.
Yeah.
There's something that brings. So yeah. So, but it's the balance. And also with, you know, comedy and going hard and, like the previous episode, Chasing the Dream, there's always, because it's a self-employed profession, you always could be doing something.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's hard to be like, you know, this is protected time.
Yeah.
Where you block it off in the diary, I'm not going to do anything. Even if it's a crazy offer, corporate, big gig, present, whatever it is, I'm not going to, I don't want to hear it because this is time with...
Andrew.
Now, do I? They, yeah, I've got certain that I put unavailable in my diary for certain days.
Yeah, yeah, same.
That's not putting off the though. Like, that's literally is.
This is unavailable, but if the number is this,
yeah. Don't call me. Those days, I just don't put anything. So I swear, I'll book a book that goes. Oh, I see you're free this Friday. Can you do this gig? I'm like, nah, because I've actually agreed to, you know, be a parent or be a husband that day. But it's also because. Yeah, it's not enough money for me to piss everyone off. But if you offered more, all the plans are shagged. Yeah.
But that's the thing. Everyone, and look, that's because you value family time or a wife time to a certain extent. But everyone's got their number.
£300 is the
price. but then you got to have a number. You're not running out your house for 100 quid being like, yo, free bills.
Hey man,
especially on the weekend as well.
I'll go man. No, I'll go dad.
Yeah,
the other two's a toss up.
You be a good dad,
and then wherever the other two
man,
whoever the two chips land on, the roulette, on the roulette table.
Let's just fucking see.
Well, what do you think Cherie would say?
Dad.
She'll say she'll agree.
She'll say dad.
Yeah.
Man, partner.
Right. Yeah, because that's the thing. Cause
she would say that.
Yeah.
I reckon. And she's listening, so.
She'll refute it.
Yeah, because I think all three of us are all good guys.
Joking! Leave the key, leave the door. leave the chain off the door. Say that again, sorry.
I think all three of us are good guys.
That's yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
How would you rank yours? Cause
I have scumbag tendencies.
Right.
I'm just putting that out there. I'm a good guy, but I've scumbag tendencies.
In what sense?
I just have like 20% of me that's just scumbag.
See, I know for a fact that when my missus is having like a kind of women's meeting with, and they're just like going in about their partners or life.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident she has like the least
complaints. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. All her complaints are silly.
Same. Why did you leave that for me? And stuff like
one's going, he keeps on calling me the C word. It's like, what about Darren? It's like,
oh yeah, I'm
he won't put his underwear in the laundry.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
I'm like, bruv, look, compared to what I know some of your friends are going through, you should be, don't even complain, because I know what some of your friends are going through.
I did a sweep. After I tidied up the kitchen, it's just boom blast. Like that is that kind of level of complaint.
Mine would be more like, he goes out and doesn't tell me where he's going.
That fair. that's
you should. I think like you just walk out the house.
She'd be like, "What are you doing today, blast stuff?"
You like this entrepreneur from the last episode, just chasing my dreams.
Do you know what it is, right? Self-reflection again is that like for like majority of my life I've had to answer to someone that person being my mum, where you going, who you going with, what time you going there, what time you be back, and now I said the other day, I can't remember what it was, but I said I'm 30 now,
yeah.
I don't want to fucking tell anyone where I am. I don't have to fucking tell anyone where I am. And I don't want to be watched. I don't want to be
lived away though, have you? So you've gone from mum's to
yeah.
So that's what it is. You haven't had that
that
break to be able.
Didn't go uni,
because
you don't have to answer to anyone. Because I remember when I first came back home after uni, and my mum said, "Oh, where are you going?" And I was like, "I haven't had to answer this question for 3 years."
I was like,
"Out, who with?" And the Ash is going to be there. I don't know who else is.
Yeah.
When you're coming back, I do not know. So I've got a key. What?
Why
ask me? I don't know the answer to that. Whereas, because I've had that, and then now, I've married, got kids. Like, she needs to know where I am.
But I get real rebellious with it.
Yeah. Whereas I was like, I'm just telling you where I am.
I think that's I think that makes sense, because why else would I want to rebel?
Yeah.
I get real and it's kind of like, I remember she was saying to me, "Well, you need to tell me like where you're going and what you're doing." And I was like, "Why?" And I said to her, now you're just making me not. I could just be going to the shop.
Yeah, she needs
but
to.
Now I'm not going to tell you because
she switches off.
Because I feel like I don't have to tell you. Yeah. In my head, I don't have to tell anyone anything. I've made it this far. Big ups to everyone that got me this far, yeah. But I'm a big man and I'm now 30.
Yeah, hello.
If I walk out the door, you don't have to know where I'm going. But I'll be back.
But
when I'm back.
Will you? She doesn't know because she might like switch on the news. Terror attack in London Bridge.
And you're, that could be the case.
You're in Ealing.
Yeah.
But she's like, I don't know if he's in London Bridge.
Could be in London Bridge.
The wickedest thing is...
That happened to my mum. There was a fire at Paddington train station. And my dad worked there. It's before I was born. My dad worked there or something.
Mm.
And obviously, apparently they did something where they lined up everyone's mobile phones.
Yeah.
And they were all just going off because everyone's ringing their partners to be like...
Yeah.
And, and his phone was going straight to voicemail or some shit. And she was like... Phew. But this is my thing, yeah?
He's gone.
Back in the day, man leaves... You don't see me or hear from me again until I come back.
Yeah.
Yeah? Why do you need to know where I'm going now? Just because you can reach me.
Because it's because they can reach you. And God forbid something happened to you.
What are you going to do?
They went to Sheree. God forbid something happened to you. You went missing. They went to, where's he gone? Well, he didn't want to tell me. Why didn't he want to tell you? Because he said he's a big man.
If I'm gone, I'm gone.
30.
No alibi.
No alibi. Just that he's gone. He said he's 30 now. So
yeah. If I'm gone.
What's the last time he said to you? He said I'm a big man. And I'm 30.
And he walked out the house.
Yeah, I'm gone. This is the other thing on the flip side of that. I hate these texts. I hate this request from people. Text me when you get in.
I don't tend to.
I always
text me when you get there.
For
what, bruv? If I'm not there, what are you gonna do? If I don't
call the alarm.
If the text doesn't come, call
the police.
Yeah.
No, because they don't call the police. Because have you ever not texted when you got there?
Yeah, obviously you text them the next morning and go, oh, you're alive then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you weren't that concerned? Because you didn't know if I was alive.
People probably fall asleep before they...
What intervention did you put in? Did you call the police? They didn't. Don't rape me.
He would have called you in the morning.
What I do when I leave my mum's is I put my WhatsApp location on.
I'm never doing that.
Oh, you share lab location?
Yeah, just for an hour. Because I always forget. So I go, you just look on that and you'll see that I've got home.
Oh, no.
If you see my little thing stop halfway between, they just hasn't moved, then be worried. Come find me.
That's such a man thing, because I'm sure if those three girls or three ladies that just say speaking it, they probably use that live location a lot more than we do.
Yeah, but
the girls'
risks are, for higher. Them kind of times and whatever, it's higher.
They
need to know where their friends are, innit? You get me? Or their partners need to know where they are, whatever, because it's a bit nuts out there. But for me, I'm like, listen... I've walked through almost every end, not as a bad man, but I've walked through.
Invincible, you know?
No, I'm not invincible because I was in Peckham today, and
did Peckham remind you? It's still Peckham.
Yeah, a man just walked across the road and was muttering under his breath. If anyone looks in my eye, I'm gonna kill them. I just crossed the road.
Yeah, Peckham, not just.
I just crossed the road.
Yeah,
I just crossed the road. I didn't check for a car. I didn't check for a bus.
That's it, man.
I had that in Brixton the other day, where I was just like, "What Brixton? Oh, they got Pret there." I want to put into Pret. I got my subscription. This is the dig at you.
Oh yeah,
he's not saying Pret. I'm just
talk about your subscription. Go on.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I got a subscription there. I was thinking, oh, Brixton's, he's really proper. It's gentrified, isn't it? And then just crackhead out the corner. But this is still Brixton.
We gotta wrap it up.
We gotta wrap it up. But no, just let me conclude. I think I'm dad. Dad, man, partner. Probably something to you. Yeah, I think I could be a better partner. I think I don't get the balance right.
Yeah.
And I think I just... One of the things is to hopefully blow this comedy thing so I can get better balance and I'm not running to certain places midweek.
That is the thing. I think all of us want to do this comedy thing because it's one of those careers that if it goes really well, really, really well, it allows you to be all three of those things.
Simultaneously.
To another level.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm doing it so that I'm so busy, I don't know.
We all have different dreams and ambitions, people.
Where are you going? I'm going on tour. Where?
fuck off. Check Live Nation, all the dates are there. Anyway, that's been another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. I've been Mike Wakadiri. To the left has been...
You don't know, Kazee Jamal, a.k.a. Thomas Skingley, a.k.a. leader of the Peaky Bumbleclots, a.k.a. grown and sexy, a.k.a. I'm a big man and I'm now 30, a.k.a. Nines is younger, 4.5. Done, no. Big up Church Road.
I thought you were porting paper, but you forgot him. And no, then yeah, well. There we go. To the left, to the left.
It's me. Ask your bill payer's permission.
Come on.
It's me.
It's me again. Hey, man. And we've been Late Nights and Wet Bikes. Take care and peace.